Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to Lila Nishmas, my mother, Chai Rocha Bastavit Tzvi. Parshas Yisro, we're going to take a look at a very interesting Midrash, and aspects of it are well known, famously from Rashi. So we're going to take a look at this Pasuk in Parshas Yisro. This is in Yud Tes, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk says, Moshe Allah El Elokim V'yikra Elav Hashem Min Ahar Leimor. So Moshe goes up to God, and Hashem calls to him from the mountain, saying, Ko somar lebeis Yaakov v'saged levnei Yisrael. So shall you say to the Beis Yaakov, to the house of Yaakov, and you shall speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael. And this repetition over here is not just poetic. What does it mean, Ko somar lebeis Yaakov, and then v'saged levnei Yisrael? So Rashi famously says over here, lebeis Yaakov, elu hanashim. Right, this is reference to the women. Somar lahen b'loshan racha. You should speak to them in a softer tone, right? Because the loshan of somar amira is a little bit softer, as opposed to v'saged levnei Yisrael. Peres lezacharim, say to the men, devarim hakoshin kegidin, things that are hard like gidin, like rough, hard sinews. So v'saged is like the loshan of gidin, as opposed to somar. Beis Yaakov. So this is famously, right? The Beis Yaakov institution is of girls' schools. So Beis Yaakov, the source of that is in this midrash over here that Rashi is quoting. Rashi is really primarily based out of the Mechilta in this formulation. Now, the midrash in Shmos Rabbah, it's parallel to the midrash in the Mechilta. Mechilta is the one that uses this terminology of. Actually, I believe there's the Gemara as well that expresses it like this. But I want to take a look at the parallel Midrash in Shmos Rabbah. So this is in Shmos Rabbah, Chaf Ches Beis. It starts off quoting the Pasuk, and then it says, Ko Samar Leves Yaakov, Elu Hanashim, similarly, these are the women, Amar Lo, Emor Lahem Rashid Devarim, Shahim Yecholos Lashmoa, say to them, like the big picture topics, things that they're able to understand and internalize and give full attention to. V'saged levnei Yisrael, elu hanashim, that's reference to the men. Amar lo, amar lahem, dikdukei dvarim sheim yichom lishmoa. So tell them all the nitty-gritty details of all the mitzvos. And it's not exactly the same as the way we saw it in Rashi, that it's in the Mechilta, that it's, the punishments as well, which indicates an extra harshness. But then the Midrash continues. Dovar Acher, another interpretation, and some of the Farshim here note that it's not, to reject the first part. We're still accepting the piece of that it's a division between Beis Yaakov and Bnei Yisrael. It's a division between the women and men, right? Some of the Farshim here note that Beis Yaakov, why is it the women? Because the woman is called the Bias. So they're really the Beis Yaakov is clearly referenced to them, and Bnei Yisrael, Ben is the son, so that's the men. But what does the Midrash say? Davar Acher, Kedei Sheyu Manhigos Es Beneihen LaTorah, so that they should be able to lead, to guide their children for Torah. I'm sorry, I skipped actually one. There's one line before. Davar Acher, Loma Nashim Tchila, why does it mention the women first? Right, it says the Beis Yaakov before Bnei Yisrael. Shehein Mizdarzos B'mitzvos, because they are charged in mitzvos. Charged, the mizdares, they're charged, they're meticulous about, careful about, quick to do, they're very involved in mitzvos. Dovar Acher, another pshat, why are the women mentioned first? Kedei Sheyu Manhigos Es Bneihen LaTorah, so that they should be able to guide their children to do Torah. Okay, second opinion there. Amar Rabbi Tachlifa de Kesarin, Rabbi Tachlifa of Kesarin says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaGad says, Kishabarasi Es Ha'olam Lo Tzivisi Ela Adam HaRishon. When I first created the world, I only commanded Adam HaRishon. V'achar Kach, and after that, Nitztaveh Chava. Chava was commanded. V'avra, she transgressed, V'kilkala Es Ha'olam, she destroyed the world. Achshav, so now, if I don't mention it to them, call that to the women first, hey, mevatel says the Torah, they're going to completely be mevatel the entire Torah, lekach nemar, therefore it says, ko somar lebeis Yaakov. Okay. And then the Midrash goes on to quote opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who says, ko somar lebeis Yaakov is actually Elu Sanhedrin, that's a reference to the Sanhedrin, but not for now, we're going to stick with the more famous pshat, that it's a reference to the women. So, we saw, it looks like, three different pshatim in this midrash for why women are mentioned first. Why the Beis Yaakov mentioned before the Bnei Yisrael? Could go either way. Why specifically the women first? So it says The first answer is that because the women are charged in the do mitzvahs. The women are meticulous. And there's zrizos regarding mitzvahs. The second opinion was that women are they're manhigos es b'nehem l'Torah. They involve them, so they lead the children to do Torah. The Eitz Yosef over here comments, what does it mean that they lead the children to do Torah? So it means that women might be lazy about it and lax about the mitzvahs in the Torah because they're not obligated and involved in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's so important that they be involved in raising the children to be involved in the Torah that they need to be addressed first. Over here we see two different approaches. The first approach is that they are, because they are mizdaris b'mitzvos, it sounds like because they already are, that it's commending the women, that the women deserve a special type of kavod for being mentioned over here before the men. They deserve this extra kavod because they are so mizdaris mitzvos. They're so serious about mitzvos. So it's commending the women, and therefore they get extra kavod when they're mentioned first. The second shot is that it's not to commend them, but it's pragmatic, it's practical. It's so that they should not feel excluded just because they're not involved, they don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but their role is so critical as being able to teach their children that we can't mention them last. They need to be mentioned first. So they're extra involved and honored so that they will be able to step up and teach the children as they should. And Reb Tachlifa has a different approach. He says, listen, when Adam and Chava were the only ones around, if Hashem says, I gave it to Adam first, and then Chava destroyed everything. So I really should give it to Chava first, or all the Chavas of the world, all the women first, so that they won't be mevatel the entire Torah. That the woman is it's kind of like a tikkun for the sin of Chava, of destroying the world. How did she destroy the world? She destroyed the world by causing her husband to stumble. So the tikkun for that is the reaching out to the women first, and hopefully that would not do the opposite. If Hashem would reach out to the men first at Matan Torah and give up to the men first, and the women would be, after that, would ruin everything. But maybe it would be helpful if the women would get it first. Why? Well, it could be that if the women are on Hashem's team, Kaveyachal, they're supporting it, they're with Hashem, so they will then support their husbands in the upkeep of the mitzvos. That really a man's ability to keep to learn Torah and keep mitzvos is largely dependent on his wife's influence. So, the first woman influenced the first husband to do bad, and now every other woman in the future comes from Chava, has to try to rectify that and inspire and uplift and connect their husbands to Torah and mitzvahs in a better way. And over here, I think we see through these three pshatim, three different roles of women and three different aspects of a woman's avoda that are all, I think, very important. So the first one, right, let's start from the last one over here, is the importance of a woman's role in inspiring her husband, and trying to get him to do things, right? Because if the woman would have been given the Torah mitzvahs first, she would have they would have destroyed the whole world. Their role has to be first, so that they can be able to assist their husbands and get their husbands to do what they need to do. And the next aspect is the aspect of raising children. It's not just enough that they inspire their husband to be involved in Torah mitzvahs, but they have to raise their children in that way, and therefore they have to be mentioned first, so that they realize how important that role is to raise children in a Torah home. We said the Beis Yaakov is the bias. The woman is the bias. She is the home, and it's going to follow her influence, not just what her husband does and when he goes to learn and how attentive he is to mitzvos and what the Shabbos table looks like, but the way the children will be raised. Are they going to be, is this going to be manhigos es b'nehem l'Torah? Are they going to be raised in the Torah? So her role is so critical here. But then even beyond that is the first thing that we said, which is that they themselves are mizdarzos b'mitzvos, and they deserve to be commended for that. That a woman in her own avoda is significant, not just in what she does for her husband, and not just what she does for her children, but what she does for herself and her own connection. And that women have this exalted level of mizdarzos b'mitzvos that they deserve to be mentioned first over here. There's something very special about a woman and her connection to Torah mitzvos that everyone should look at and commend. Men and women should see women who live in such a way and honor that and give them the kavod and put them first. So through these three different pshatim, really, I think they're all true. They're all true. The women had to be mentioned first because of their own role and their own greatness and own devotion to Torah and mitzvos, but also in their incredibly important role in inspiring and raising their children in Torah and mitzvos, and of course encouraging their husbands in the Savoda as well. Yirtz Hashem, we should be Zocha.